feel like a camera with the light on. I live a flashy lifestyle. My main aim is to make sure this shit bumps.
What's happening? What's going on, my people? You know what it is, man. We back in the building. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. This your boy Outlaw Uop, Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. I got my co-host in the building with me.
Hey, man, it's Rhetoric. We here, man. This is a new year, new time, but we still on the same bullshit, man, it seems like.
I mean.
Hey, man, what's happening? It's your boy Joe.
Crazy introduction there, Rhetoric.
Letting you know, man, it's crazy times we in now.
Sound like somebody's got a lot to say.
That's season two Rhetoric right there.
This is season two Rhetoric, man. Welcome to season two. Off camera, man. You hear him.
Dub Dandata, man. Appreciate you having me, man. Forever up.
Shout out Forever Up, man. Dub Dandata. Even added a little pizzazz to his name. Shout out to that boy Akeem Ali, man. Y'all go check that shit out, man. For real, for real.
Lifestyle. I'm in the film starring myself and it's called life. I live a movie lifestyle. I got style for you, I got spunk too. She can make a pussy pop like my trunk do. Girl, you working with it, don't you hurt him with it. A couple things I can't stand, it's some worse than bitches. I got vibes for you.
Man, shout out to that boy Akeem Ali, man. We fuck with that, man. That's the song of the show. For real, Akeem Ali, man, go get that
y'all,
shit.
Y'all know about Akeem Ali, though, right? Buddy from 85, who did the little shit. I don't know. Pretty sure y'all seen the shit on Twitter. Maybe not.
I'll probably have to see.
Inform
that
us.
Shit,
inform us a little bit.
I mean, I have to
just for the listener.
I'll have to play it. Well, you'll have to play it on the screen, probably somewhere right now. Type shit. Hopefully, if your editing skills is up to par.
Damn, just trying, nigga. Hey. Trying nigga craft.
The expectation
man.
Is there. Season two.
You know what I'm saying?
Expectations.
Season two, man.
Y'all gonna notice. Season two, setting the standard.
Season two, y'all gonna notice the video Rhetoric. Quality on YouTube is a lot better, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to me. you know.
The forefront, you know, putting himself on the forefront, the pioneer that he is.
This season two, man. We got better quality. We got great, great conversation. We got new shit on the way, man. Everything new, man. R.I.P. the bankroll. All
right, man. I was wondering, should we have did a year-end wrap-up? Because we didn't really put in anything at the end of the year. But I was really just thinking the year was so trash, it was like really no need to kind of go back and reminisce. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to talk about everything we lost and the virus and being stuck inside and shit, like... It was just no point of it. So we just got to go moving forward. So, I mean, let's just talk about what's been happening so far in 2021.
A lot of shit.
We didn't have an election here in Georgia. We voted. We did our due diligence, and we turned the state blue.
We 6 days in, and this shit done went crazy.
Then went to hell in a handbasket, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we do the unthinkable. We put, you know, Warnock, Ossoff. They are now senators for Georgia.
Radical Warnock.
Radical Warnock.
Yeah, he's in there. No, we took sorry. Kelly out. Sorry. Kelly about to lose her team, too. LeBron God said he about John. To buy her team off her.
LeBron?
Yeah, LeBron said he getting a group together. We buying Kelly's stake. You know what I'm saying? So it's getting real. It's getting real nasty. Because now, at the Capitol building, we've had a breach.
Yeah.
Bro, why these niggas are counting the Electoral College votes?
They in there. They these run
fucking,
up in there.
These fucking, we don't know what kind of groups they are. They look like militia, these motherfuckers.
They look like they was going to a football
yeah.
game. These motherfuckers out here with no shirts on with
Trump
body
flags.
Pants.
Trump flags, fucking
Buffalo
flags. Oh,
somebody had the Buffalo hat on. You know what I'm saying? Looking like Fred Flintstone.
With body paint. The fuck? They in this bitch in Nancy Pelosi office with their feet kicked up on the table.
All in the offices.
I saw motherfuckers running out with a podium.
And they out here chasing security. Security got guns, mind you. Chasing security around. Like.
But do y'all remember the pictures of how the Capitol looked when the black people were protesting?
Oh, well, this was a way different experience.
They had the National Guard out there early.
They was already ready. They did. They had to call. They had to call the National Guard out there for them to then try to, you know, make everything disperse and whatnot. And they had tear gas. There was at only, the Capitol.
Only. But I mean, shit, because they knew we had a real reason to fuck some shit up. These crackers ain't had no reason to do this shit.
Bro, they I just being stupid.
They just out there being fucking white.
The discernment is just so shocking, though. Shit. Like, I mean, I know I expect it, but the discernment, the humanity they were able to show to these aggressors, they only lost one life. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, that's fairly decent when you violate a government. You know what I'm saying? This is a government housing. This is used for regular meetings of our government officials. Business. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy.
At least rubber bullets.
I mean, at the very least, at somebody, very least. Unfortunately,
that bitch do too much damage. You seen what they
rubber bullet might be worse than a real bullet sometimes.
Nigga got man, this shit fuck your ass.
At least a real bullet take you out.
Hit him in the body,
bro. Compared to what would have happened if it was black people in there.
Oh yeah, we already know
that
how
it was very very.
It would have been a slaughter.
Black people wouldn't have made it that far.
Oh yeah, we would. The blood would have been at the steps.
But we coming in at home on a totally different tone, like.
So you think these white guys was like, oh, come on, bro.
Nah, they was out there fighting. They was out there fighting.
Yeah, they was pushing the police.
They was throwing tear gas. They was out there throwing shit. I mean, they was doing all that shit.
Yeah, because you can't just walk past these niggas and just be like, hey. I mean,
man,
you know,
like I said, bro, it was probably early. Was going in there for a early second. Mandate probably came out, hey, man, don't you put a fucking bullet. That's why it was the Secret Service that had to shoot him. Because it probably was an early mandate name. Don't you put a fucking bullet in these
Secret
people.
Secret Service probably came out there like, man, what the fuck are y'all doing?
That's literally, if you look at the video, they had the shit blocked off. It looked like they had the main chamber area blocked off.
Yeah.
And you see the Secret Service with there. The guns pointed
there,
like pointed up. I mean, that's when they looked like they tagged their ass. And it was only one shot, because I heard I saw the video. It was only one shot.
I saw the video, too.
Then you hear something drop, and then you see everybody kind of step back, and they're like, yo, get her a doctor. Get her with it.
I'm trying to figure out if they got in that motherfucker. No Secret Service. They got in there quick. What the fuck was they going to do when they got in that room?
I don't know.
If they got in there and Nancy Pelosi was sitting in there?
Them motherfuckers.
Those people were allowed in there.
Bro, honestly, bro, I ain't gonna lie, man. We was joking about this off mic, but that shit felt like a screenplay, bro.
It did.
You know what I'm saying? That shit felt like you just let the D come in this way because you throwing the ball over here real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like it just felt weird. Like they were like, it was just, I know I can't prove anything was planned or nefarious, but just for some shit like that to even go down, like that either shows on a daily basis. The integrity of the security for the Capitol is fucking shit. Or is some real...
Well, we know that's not true.
Yeah, it's some planned shit. You know what I'm saying?
Just not even a year ago where there were black people protesting and this shit was locked down.
And it's not like they can't say, oh, they didn't know about this protest. They talked about this at least at the very least the day before.
And once the people start showing up, you're going to call some
folks
up.
That's enough time to organize, yeah.
Right.
To mobilize. These folks act like they ain't never mobilized before. Like
They weren't trying to.
It looked like that. It looked like they weren't trying to. And it also looked like you're going back and just wondering, we have all this military stuff that we put all this money into for situations that are for this. Not, you know what I'm saying? Not for a routine traffic stop where the guy is, you know what I'm saying, mouthing off to you. You know what I'm saying? Not for a potential drug bust. No, for here, where you're trying to protect public figures. These are senators. These are representatives. These are people who handle voting for our country.
Decision makers.
These people should have hits on them because of what they do. You know what I'm saying? These should
and
be the most protected people.
These people in here.
Yeah, these are the most should be the most protected people. And they just get in, they trance around, doing whatever they want. And then you just, it's just gross, man. Like, they could just do what the fuck they want. No one reprimands them at all, bro. Like, they literally had the black security guard running away from a white mob. This nigga has a uniform on. Does that mean anything?
Not to them.
No, only when it's a black person at the other end.
I mean, they was fighting other white officers.
But
too.
I'm just saying that that but that badge, but that Blue Lives Matter.
They also was in there.
All that shit matters.
Taking selfies with them.
That's true too. All that shit happens when we are the victim of police violence. But here now, oh, it's fuck the police now. It's all this other shit. They
nah, it's not fuck the police. It's fuck these police that's bro, they trying was on some to stop us from doing what the fuck we want to do.
It's just so convenient how they can just
try to flip that shit on. Hey, y'all work
privilege.
For us.
That's privilege right there, where they can just go
they
around.
Look at it that like they work for us. They work for them. That's how they look at it. Y'all work for us. Y'all police work for us. Get the fuck out of our way. This is our capital. We pay taxes. This is our shit. That's the deep white privilege. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they just bask in it today. Neck, they don't understand it either. Like, even you can go around on the internet now, look at the criticism that's going on, and they're not being held accountable, bro. They're not being looked at like the protesters and other places that are provoked into these situations.
Oh, yeah.
These folk wasn't provoked.
No.
These folk was not provoked at all. They were
saying they was provoked by the... "quote unquote rigged election."
That's not being provoked. That's being ignorant.
I mean, shit, we already knew they ain't had no reason. Shit,
like this shit is all in. This is all in the rap. Your damn vice president was just in there. They had to move him. He didn't unfollow Trump.
Trump done.
Trump didn't called him a bitch.
He not really, but
he said he didn't have no courage.
He did call him, basically.
If you tell a man ain't got no courage, you call him a bitch.
He should do what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, you calling him a bitch.
What was he supposed to do, Donnie?
He trying to say
tell him about them fucking
yeah, them votes that he told him about
Arizona and shit and all the other shit.
Bro, you know that there's votes out there. You got to find the votes, man. That man Pence, you know what he? Where is Pence?
The vice president holds a certain authority at the end. Where he could discard or ask for a recount of electoral votes.
But he still has to have the evidence to say something is going crazy. He can't just be like, oh.
All
well.
He would have been doing was postponing it. Yeah.
That's all they wanted. That's Donnie all he
wanted him to do that.
Mike Pence like, man, I can't lie for you, Donnie. I won't be able to live it down.
Yeah, I'm done with you. You're done.
Trump think he the fucking godfather, dog.
Trump, like, this is like the end of the fucking Scarface when everybody come in and goddamn kill Tony Montana. That's what the fuck is happening
Trump
right
now.
Trump
gonna say hello
Trump.
To my little hands.
This like, what the fuck? Yeah, this shit is,
You remember when they say he had little hands? Y'all listen to no criticism.
Nah,
Trump over
I thought
there.
He was saying somebody else had little hands.
No, they said Trump did too.
Okay. Yeah, said Trump got little hands. Just but anyway, what was
little New
on?
York hands.
But yeah, he just like yeah. This is the end. Right. This is basically the end of him right here. He's just going down swinging, man.
Man, this man Trump gonna be on a boat in 6 months.
Nah, I won't be surprised if Donald Trump is
with
arrested.
Some hookers.
I won't be surprised.
Man,
if
this
he's
gonna be over
after he's.
This gonna be overseas, still making money,
ends.
Still flexing, still living good.
They already said this nigga security risk.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be overseas good, man. They're going to make sure the nigga ain't talking. Going to make sure his Twitter monitored. He can only say, like, one racist tweet a week. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just going to be like that.
He going to have the burner.
Oh, he stay with the burner. He got that going right now. This nigga got two profiles already. The president and his personal one.
I thought he made that one.
Nah, he already had his personal one, and they gave him the POTUS one.
He be using the fuck out that shit.
Now he uses the shit he usually go off crazy is his personal one. He can't say the crazy shit off the POTUS one.
He don't have access to the POTUS one.
That could be true as well.
As he be saying member. That shit on the POTUS one though.
He be saying some stuff. Shit. He be saying some stuff. Some of the stuff they send to the intern and they can tweet. Not all of it though. But man,
yeah,
I just
today
like
today was a crazy day in history. 2021 definitely starting off with a bang.
Definitely, and then
we got the motherfucking White House or the Capitol. I'm sorry, the Capitol being breached.
People the chamber.
Offices. I didn't see any masks from a lot of people, so don't be surprised if the COVID numbers spike after this. And you got that new strain going around. So
new strain of COVID for 2021.
That COVID-21.
Then we just got a scare with Dr. Dre.
Yeah, man. Prayers up to Dr. Dre, man.
He's getting stressed out,
brain
bro.
Brain aneurysm from his fucking ex-wife.
They said that's a rare thing, too. Wife. Like, you don't usually... Like, honestly, you really don't find those kind of things out. Like, usually you find them out the bad way.
It's too late.
Yeah, like... So, it's, you can just, that's how you can tell just a dude having money around, like, That shit probably end up almost like for right now saving his life.
His house after it, man. That's fucked up.
That was fucked up. I heard about
some
that too.
Folks went straight and broke in my boy's house as soon as they found out he was in the hospital.
He's just like, hey, best time to kick a man when he down.
Could have been some niggas. Is I ain't gonna put that out there.
That could have been anybody, bro.
Yeah, don't be that.
It's Cali, bro. Yeah, we've seen how Cali has operated with Pop Smoke shit.
His friend was moving like snakes. You saw niggas on TikTok. Nah, I'm just saying. Talking about Von. Nigga, go under a Von video. I knew his friend was moving like a snake.
God damn. Man, this nigga, regular, nigga, fuck. But nah, that's like I said, man. I've lost people to brain aneurysms, so that's why it's just like.
Yeah, it's a blessing, man. Yeah.
To be able to at least find that shit and be able to for them to try to be able to treat you. Like that doesn't, like I said, doesn't happen a lot. So man, that's big for him, man. So definitely thoughts going out to his family. Hopefully his situation can get relooked at and, you know, move forward. Because I'm pretty sure that kind of stress, you definitely don't want to add that on there
that
with a divorce.
Just need to get that shit over with.
It seemed like it's divorce season too, right? Like, if y'all noticed.
Yeah, Kanye and Kim.
Tyrese and his wife is getting a divorce. You already seen that coming, though.
I didn't even know that.
Divorce season. It's three people.
Two well, I mean, people. You know, I got to exaggerate a little bit, bro. But but nah, like, I seen the Tyrese one coming, though, because he was already in comment sections talking crazy.
What he was saying?
It was like a long post about, like, it was talking about one thing, and then he just went into talking about how people ain't loyal and, you know, all that nutso shit Tyrese started getting into. And it just...
It's that nutso shit.
Yeah, that nutso shit he likes to get into. Okay. He's just talking about, oh, people are not loyal. They're not real. And now you see what he was talking about. Him and his wife getting a divorce. Damn. After 4 years.
Damn. I might not want to get married, man.
Because Tyrese got a divorce. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyrese scared you?
Nah, that is
don't
just
be scared
like,
now.
So many broken marriages. 4 years? That ain't shit.
That ain't shit. But, I mean...
Like, damn, if we get divorced after 4 years.
Y'all remember when he was calling her his black queen and everybody was mad at that because she really don't look black?
Nah.
I wouldn't say everybody. I'd say women women were mad.
I didn't want to call him out like that.
I mean, ain't no nigga caring about that shit.
You're right.
Women were mad. That's very
true. Women were mad that he was calling her black, but she really doesn't.
We take the black queens in all shades.
But she was, well, if you look at her, it would be tough to, that'd be a tough sell to say she's black presenting. I mean, but.
I mean, was she white like you?
Nah, she doesn't look like she's of African American or of any of that kind of descent. But
yeah, neither do you.
I mean, hey, it'd be like that. I ain't mad at it. I'm not saying that what they did was right to the poor thing. That probably broke them up early, right there. That kind of tension going on. Like, why are you calling me a black queen?
You stop. Are, baby.
You're my black queen.
Come on, Yvette. I mean,
Tyler never called me a black queen. Can you just not do that, Tyrese?
Tyler, who's Tyler?
The white guy. Dude. Some white guy she was with before.
Damn.
She went from Tyler to Tyrese.
It's a guy. You boy sure do have an imagination, man.
I'm telling you, what's
a big
fuck?
Flip, man. It's a big flip.
These are weird.
But hey, man, Kanye, man, he kind of said he wanted this, though. So, I mean, I guess they both agreed. They've come to terms, and now it's almost imminent.
He said earlier this year. He
wanted a divorce.
He's trying to get a divorce for this. Winch.
Yeah, you know, man. He just tired of Chris controlling his life.
Is the album going to be lit, though?
No.
You don't think
He ain't making no
good music.
You don't think he ain't dissing Kim? He got an NDA? He got an NDA? What is it, an NDA?
He going to make gospel.
She ain't Amber Rose, man. She ain't Amber Rose.
She ain't that kind of muse?
Yeah, she ain't that.
I feel like
just feel bad, man. I know that just sucked, bro.
Feel
like
bad for what?
This nigga, I mean, you don't want to see nobody with their family get broken up like that.
Kim was probably hiring other bitches to suck them off, man.
That's a great thing.
Shit, I don't know.
That sounds like a good relationship.
I don't know if y'all seen that shit. But they said that nigga. That
they
nigga
said he
got
was hitting
him somebody.
Oh, what Kanye did.
Yeah.
She black.
She.
Whoa.
What?
She. Are you breaking some news?
No, nigga, it's on Twitter.
Kanye is homosexual.
With the weirdest boy in the world.
Oh, he just broke Redding's heart. Just broke his heart.
You can go on Twitter, man. Just type in Kanye.
I mean,
but I'm gonna go ahead and.
But this nigga talking all that gospel shit, man. I knew something was up.
You got
man.
Him.
Nah, man.
You got him a little
gospel.
So are we trying to say Kanye got him a little ward?
No. I'm not saying. I'm just going off of what's going through this shit. Apparently, this nigga fucking with Jeffree Star.
No.
No. Jeffrey Star, that was the dude who the basketball player just told me he robbed.
Oh, what the fuck? And look, motherfucker, now I done watched a quick little TikTok on it.
What? Bitch,
motherfucking, you know, everybody know he be in Wyoming at the fucking ranch.
Yeah.
They said a couple months ago, in like August, Jeffrey.
Was at the ranch?
No. Said he moved to Wyoming.
No.
Jeffrey stays in the same, like, complex in Wyoming as Kanye. So, I don't know. I ain't finna say that shit true.
Kanye is gone squirrely.
No.
How does Jeffrey get money?
Makeup.
Fucking, yeah, all that makeup shit, apparently. All that shit.
He got his own makeup line.
All that, they all do. All that YouTube shit and all that influencer.
Yeah, they all do.
Apparently, that motherfucker. I ain't know nothing about him until earlier this year. I was like, damn, he's weird. And then shit.
Nigga be different,
then this shit happened, so this is my second time, really.
Man, I did not. That's crazy jump.
When I first
jump.
Heard about him was when the basketball player dude had done said he was just fucking with
earlier
him.
Earlier this year? Last year, my bad.
Last year, when they talking about they set him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they not what?
Well, they said Buddy is gay, though.
Is that the same dude that his bitch was on?
Yeah.
On Twitter saying she wanted him, she was begging him to come back.
Yeah, but they say he is gay though. They say he is gay, but he was just he was trying to set Buddy up for the okie doke. That was like I'm gonna come out and then also get paid like type shit. Yeah. So, but man, Kanye and Jeffree Star, that is
stop saying that because that shit might not be true. I'm just saying.
Whoa, what about to say? You brought it up, bro.
I'm just saying. That's what
I take.
But you ran off with it like, oh, Jeffree Star, Kanye. Jeffy, that nigga that already made them a goddamn
Jeffy
item.
Jeffy A.
Like, they was goddamn old fucking Jersey Shore.
The West Star.
Yeah.
Oh,
see,
wow.
See, look, yeah. See, he can't wait to do some shit like that.
That's funny.
Write a stink piece on it.
Hey, man. Kanye out here changing the rap game for real.
Oh, man, shit. Hell no.
What's the nigga from Blue Street?
No big rap
in this.
What's the Blue Street? What's the nigga from Blue Street who fuck with the transgenders?
Don't know.
He was on a... he was on a...
Blue Street?
That was a show, Blue Street.
That shit don't even really matter.
No, I don't know what show that is.
Nah, I was going to say Kanye. That's him and Kanye. But no, okay. So this is what I had a question of. So we all know... pretty much Fab and Emily's history. Like, I know my mom's forced me to watch a couple episodes of Love and Hip Hop with
them
in it.
She forced you to watch.
Yeah, when they was on there, yeah,
nobody
it was.
Forced you to watch no TV show.
If you want to spend time with my mom, then yeah. It comes with stipulation. But we've seen that shit break down. And now, I'm just saying.
You was watching Real Housewives.
I'm just saying it because I know
what
happens.
Else? What happened?
But everybody was basically talking about because people have been using Fab and Emily as a symbol of love and
children have been used.
Children. People who aren't aware.
No adult who.
It was some people that was adult.
I was thinking knocked all their fucking teeth out, man.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. So they've had their rough past, and my question was.
That's Rocky.
Yeah, that was Rocky Roll right there. But my question was: should you, if you and your partner show public love, if you've already shown public embarrassment?
Should you?
Yeah, like if you've already embarrassed your partner publicly, like there's like Twitter shit out there where it's like chicks going at your girl, like, hey, I'm coming to you on the timeline as a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got
to
show you made it through the fire.
You got a picture. You got to tweet through it.
You got to tweet through
it. Nah, bro.
You got to show. You got to. It might not even be. But that brings it up every time. Media, but publicly, you got
to
show that.
But that brings it up every time, though. Every time you post that kind of stuff, that brings up that kind of energy, though.
It just brings other people in your relationship.
They're going to bring up shit like with your girl. Like, I'm.
Niggas gonna be like, why you still fuck?
Look at the shit that's going on with little baby girl.
Yeah.
Because everybody's so fucking. Perfect. Judge Judy ass bitches when they get cheated on and shit. Right. I love that shit crazy to see.
I could always see like, man, if I've done something publicly where a lot of people know what's going on and I couldn't imagine me just out here posting shit like, oh yeah, we in love, we a family type shit where it's like, oh nah, bro, you was out here with Shawty just 2 weeks ago going crazy.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago, mind your business.
I feel you on that, but
mind your business. 2 weeks ago.
That ain't how the internet works.
But I'm saying, you ain't gonna know unless you already in them folks' business. Anyway, like,
But I mean, if you you're if like, you a public figure like this,
yeah,
public figure.
And to me, it's more so like
once that's part of their brand is to take photos and do all that other shit. So I mean, if you've already been out here, nigga, you've been on a fucking national television show where this girl was begging for you to say you love her for fucking four seasons. You know what I'm saying? Then you fucking abuse her allegedly.
Yeah,
and then
her dad was out there.
Yeah, like it's a video. Like we see a whole video of tension.
They was fighting.
It wasn't. They weren't fighting in the video, like, but there was tension.
Cussing, yeah,
there was
cussing
tension.
Each other out and shit.
Don't put that on my boy Fat.
I'm not putting anything that's not. You can just go Google. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like when you have a long list of that. It's like, yeah, I understand you want to give I love you, babe, but it's like, man, it's 13 years too late, bro. Like, it just don't feel. I guess to me, it just don't seem like it
but
feels.
Sometimes
like,
you gotta go through the rocky road.
You do, man. But I mean, you don't have to. Try to act like you're not a. I'm not saying they trying to act like they're the
monitor. So I got a question for y'all. How long of a rocky road y'all willing to take before y'all be like, all right, fuck this shit, man.
No, I'm going down the rocky road.
If you fucking with a chicken,
it depends on what's rocky about the road. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, just a rocky road, man.
You know what I'm saying? It depends.
It's a rocky road, nigga.
Yeah, I'm just saying, what's rocky? She out here wilding on me? Maybe looking like a fool? Like, what's going on?
It's just a relationship that just be up and
down. She always nagging. I mean, yeah, if I can go through the road, you know, for a little bit, as long as it's reciprocated.
What's how long?
Like, how many times can she cheat on you?
Oh.
See, it's all contextual.
And for me,
like,
cause
see,
once.
if she was a little wild girl when I found her, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be mad at her. If she get lit and
if it take a
you know what I'm saying?
For her to tame herself.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, I ain't gonna be mad at her.
Tame herself.
Yeah,
this might not be house trained.
Yeah, you
she
feel me?
Goddamn, go
you gotta whip her
into
shape
for a year or two.
You know what I'm saying?
Why
you
wow. still
long? Every last one of y'all said some shit. Okay, we cancel.
We didn't say nothing crazy. We just said Shawty just wild.
I'm saying niggas got to tame themselves too when they get
yeah,
in relationships.
Yeah, sometimes Shawty got to get you right. You might get off the leash.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But
you know, one night she leave the gate open. Shit.
Yeah, so I mean, so I can't be mad at her if I found her that way. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, if she was an upstanding woman and you out here, you know, disgracing your body in my name, that's different.
She might have
been
with
the
tomfoolery, though. You might have thought she was upstanding and she really
well, then
she
that's,
was.
That's shame on me, then. You know what I'm saying? Shame on me. But if I came out here and you was at the club when we met and we did some things pretty quick and I'm still fucking around with you, I can't be mad when you told me what happened. I'm like, all right, I expected this. You know what I'm saying? You got to get right. You got to get it. I expect her to act wild. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to
but being
keep
wild
you
and cheating is not really the same.
Wap, you said she could cheat on you one time.
I said maybe one time.
It's all about the context.
Yeah, but it does matter the context. If you cheat on me like, emotionally, I can't fuck with you. But like I do agree with Redder. Like if I'm fucking with you and it was kind of like we, you know, when we was fucking with each other initially, it was just a sex thing. You know, it was nothing. And you was fucking with other people and what have you. And then we try to settle down and you still might fuck off once. I might be like, damn.
Like, relax, bitch.
You ain't trying to do this? All right.
I'm just trying to get a understand what's going on.
I'm saying, is you my chick or not?
You know what I'm saying? You can't be wild.
Is you is or is you ain't.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put that woman first. You know what I'm saying? She can't be out here putting me second. You feel me?
Oh, there we go. Jaheim out here, ain't it?
You feel me?
With you though, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You see what Jaheim look like nowadays.
Yeah, man. You see what too
that's,
short
that's
looking
what happened
like.
When
fuck
you put
them
that
bitches.
Woman first.
Hey, y'all here looking like a fucking can of soup. But
can of soup.
Yeah, man. So
that's rhetoric for you. Rhetoric with the metaphors.
Yeah, man. I mean, but yeah, if it was just some like she fucked off one time, I might give her. Now I'm a fuck off too. Now you know, so I gotta get even. But I'm toxic like that.
That's real. I understand
get
that.
Even, bitch.
I understand that.
I can't
understand
have
that
you
logic.
Out here having one up on me. Bitch.
Yeah,
now,
we got
to
be on the same page.
We both fucked off.
You
right,
gonna let her know that you got. That you tied the skull.
I had to know.
Or?
She let me know.
Yeah, I'm gonna let her know.
Bro, I'm trying to figure out what type of bitch is letting you know that she cheated on you.
Well, I'm saying I found out, so I mean, I let you know. Yeah, I found out,
so
I mean, let me know.
I'm gonna let you find out.
You was snooping, eh?
Nah, bro, the nigga was on the timeline saying, "What's up? Like, what's going on? I need to know why this nigga blatantly on your page saying, hey to you." That's why.
You done got cheated on social media. You done found out on social media.
Hey, man, it's just there's ways you find out.
But y'all ever got cheated? Y'all ever found out y'all got cheated on at work? Like, y'all ever been like broke up? Somebody broke up with you while you at work?
I'd be the worst.
That shit be fucked up.
I'm leaving.
Next time I'm leaving. Damn, my heart is broken.
I can't even operate.
Nigga
right
can't even work. Nigga be at the desk. Snap. Nigga hands shaking. Texting the shit.
Bitch. I'm in the hallway. I'm texting long ass peg or ass shit.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody like, you all right?
Kept
like,
going
yeah,
to the bathroom.
Got something going on at home.
Oh, no, don't say that.
It's rough. It's rough at home right now.
Oh, yeah. You just spilled the beans.
I'm telling you. You got to get a little sympathy, though. That's damn, all you're trying to get.
No, I don't need no sympathy.
You just got to get a little bit. That's how you get. That's how somebody get you a little piece of cake or something at work or something like that. Somebody fuck with you.
Shit, I need
you know what I'm saying? The old lady come out here and bring you some food the next week. Old ladies at work will fuck with you. When they know you're going through it bad, then they'll try to let you fuck their granddaughters. I'm like, all right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I ain't met none of them old ladies.
What? Bro, I used to work with this one lady, bro.
I'm capping.
She used to try to put me on all her granddaughters. I'm like,
capping, I have.
I'm like, bro, you know they're all cousins and shit, right? Like, why you keep trying to put me on them like that?
They just want you in there, bro.
Maybe want you in the family,
some
bro.
Some type of way. Or they just want her ass out the crib.
That could be too.
Here goes the sucker. Here goes the sucker we could pass on to him.
Trying to pile her off to
you. Oh, you didn't want that one? I got another one for you. This bitch ain't doing shit either.
Yeah, take them both. Together.
Take them both, man.
They always in school, too.
Y'all will figure something out.
They never finish school. They always in school.
That's how you like them.
Yeah, you don't be playground pimping, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Nah, I'm not talking about that school. I'm talking about college, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, it's like
we know how you like to fucking play the sandbox.
Hey, man. Y'all gotta stop.
You're right, man.
That's not appropriate.
Dude, I agree.
That's really sick. Y'all niggas are weird.
You're right.
Hey,
can't be calling that man out like that. I'll let the CIA do it when they find his fucking laptop.
God dang, Hunter.
They find his laptop.
Yeah.
Hey, they look at my laptop, but they gonna know this man has a very specific preference.
Whoa, oh my God. After what I just said, and you said that, nigga, you are
saying
nuts.
They damn sure ain't pedophilia.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you should have cleared that up.
I can guarantee you that.
That was what your first statement should have been saying.
Dobermans.
I'm telling you. Doberman born. That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
See, now this is how you gotta do it right here, okay? Be watching it with the dog.
That went from bad to kind of worse.
Oh boy, out here putting.
I'm saying that's bestiality. You got
we ain't saying you Joe Budden. We just saying you got damn.
That nigga be Joe Budden. Oh, damn.
What the fuck did Joe Budden do?
You don't remember when his girl made the allegations about him fucking the dog? Or not fucking, or putting his hand on the dog, jacking the dog? He said on his podcast, too.
He said he jacked the dog. His dog, bro.
That's fucked up.
Wild boy.
Bro, Joe Budden's sick. Ever since then, I couldn't really.
Dog?
He said everybody who owns a dog always want to make him feel good.
Yes, help his dog.
He said everybody who owns a dog wants to make their dog feel good. That's what he said.
He busted up his dog, bust a nut, bro.
But that nigga got a problem.
Yeah, you can't be busting. You can't be doing a red rocket, man. That's not what you do.
How you know the name, huh?
You never watched South Park? I watch content. I'm sorry that you were, you know, not allowed to do that. You had to sit in the dark in your room
but
all day.
It seemed like the only content you watched.
I was outside.
Weird shit.
South Park is weird.
The South Park Rockets. Is kind of weird.
South Park, we've sat here and seen some crazy
and South Park
shit
said
South
Red
Park.
Rocket on there. That's what they. That was literally what the whole thing was about. But hey.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Let's wrap it up, man. You got to do the.
Which we can't have no music.
You got to do your monologue. He going to get you right, man. Just get your monologue ready, bro.
I ain't got no monologue today.
You ain't got nothing to preach to the people?
Nah.
Go
man,
ahead,
everybody.
Fred. You cut me off early. Go ahead and finish your little shit. Come on.
You got a monologue, Rhetoric?
I didn't have a monologue.
You did earlier. Go ahead.
You ain't got nothing on your chest? You ain't got
whatever
nothing you want to tell
the
people?
Said, I can't even say my goddamn name on this motherfucker.
Oh, when I was talking about the times we in, man.
Yeah, the times we in. What do you want to say about the times?
Are we at 6 years now? Since it's no longer. Are we 6 years now?
I think we got to wait until around, like, when did they put the clock out? Like, it's been like June.
They said they were dropping the minute down to 59 seconds.
Yeah, they said that.
Oh, well, hey.
Said the earth is
we already losing time.
Earth is spinning faster, man.
59 seconds.
A minute.
It's crazy.
The earth is spinning faster than it's ever spun before.
It's because we in a crazy time, man. 2021. Roaring 20s.
Did we go in a black hole? Are we probably in a fucking black hole?
My whole life we've been in one.
We might be on the way out of one.
That's when shit gonna get weird.
On the way out?
On the way out. Once we get out. And that's when the shit's really gonna get weird.
Because then where will we be? Will we be back where we was at before?
We always thought we was in the Milky Way. We ain't there no more.
We don't know what this shit really called. That's just what we call it.
We don't know what the fuck.
We could be under the toenail of a entity that's...
There you go.
I'm just saying. Yeah, like, we could be that trivial. Our universe could be that trivial.
Something to think about.
That's what we're here for, man.
Well, people, man, we appreciate you tuning in, man. After the acts of today by these...
Thugs.
Trump supporters.
Criminals.
These scoundrels, these hoodlums, these
just call them what they are.
These thugs.
Hillbilly crackers.
These thugs.
Hunkies.
I just want everybody to, you know, be aware, man. Peep the differences.
And be consistent, man.
Y'all see what they do when they go. Y'all see what they do when we go. Just keep that shit in mind, man. Peep how you move. Peep how they move on you, man. Because these motherfuckers is out here and they doing this shit in your face, man. You got to peep that shit. Be aware, please.
Buy guns.
Buy guns. Buy ammo. Stock your shit up, man. Get your shit in order, man.
And black people prepare law and things of that nature. Get lawyers and coalitions ready. Because if we're going to be advocating for people to buy bullets, we need to be advocating for us to also have lawyers that will be able to protect us.
Yes,
when
man.
They try to turn the, because you hear about that one dude
to the law people,
the dude in the stabbing, it was just it happened.
If you try to buy a gun, you need to already be.
You gotta remember, have your cameras ready, man. Record everything. Real talk.
Get your body cam. It's crazy, man.
Don't record shit if your life in danger.
If you, I mean, if you can, I mean, try to. So you can try to.
It's just crazy, bro. It's crazy the times we live in. The precautions we got to take. The shit we got to go through.
Black man's word is
damn,
not.
Damn, I just want everything to go back to how it used to be. It's fucked up, man. But you can always come here and check out Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast and, you know, feel a little bit better about yourself, maybe. Man, think about some new shit. Maybe we'll take you somewhere else, give you a little laugh. You know. But we appreciate you fucking with us. Tune in, man. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, man. Tell a hoe. Tell your bro. Let everybody know, man. 6.5, 7 years left. Still 6.5 years left, man. Save the earth, man. Save the American government. Maybe make it better. Revamp this shit. Be good to others, man. Be good to yourself. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, baby. We out. I feel like a we got that.